3 months ago, I was cutting grass in my front yard. And the mailman shows up with a letter from the army. Now I'm here. No idea where I'm gonna end up. What happened here? Some questions don't have good answers.
Boys, find out
what's inside that compound.
Hi, Julius. How are you?
Yeah, no, it's good to finally connect.
So, for those uninitiated people, what's the film about?
Yeah, it's an action sci-fi horror movie that starts, this daring, dangerous mission in World War II called Overlord. We get a bunch of allied paratroopers dropped behind enemy lines. And they've got to take out this. We follow a small group inside that big operation. They've got to take out this radio tower. And if they don't complete the mission, a bunch of guys on the beaches are going to get killed on the D-Day landings. And when they get to the town, nothing is what it seems, right? And they discover this Nazi lab that's hidden underneath this this church where they're carrying out these terrifying experiments. And that's when the movie sort of, turns into fiction, becomes like a sci-fi horror, and all bets are off.
Yeah, for sure. And then obviously the premise of it's pretty nuts, but it's on the same side, it's a really cool premise, and the trailer's great.
Oh, it was completely nuts. When I first read the script, when JJ said, he watched Son of a Gun, he said, come in and we want to see what you want to do next. And we spitballed a few ideas around, and he said, look, I've got this script, Overlord, you should take a look. And I took it home and I read it. It was completely bonkers, man. I thought it was like Indiana Jones of acid. I'd never read anything like it before.
Yeah, well, definitely sounds like it. And then obviously the film just premiered at Fantastic Fest, and the reviews coming out of it have been, fantastic. How does it feel to get that sort of accolade so far?
Oh, look, it's lovely just to get the film seen by an audience. You work on it for so bloody long, it's nice to be able to, finally get an audience to see it. And of course, Fantastic Fest is full of genre fans, and so it's the perfect place for this film to get its launch. And it was a great reaction. The fans were coming up afterwards and congratulating us and telling us we did a good job, and that's more important than reviews. That's what you want. You want the audience to give you a pat on the back, and we got a bit of that, and so I'm pretty thrilled, man.
No, that's really great to hear. And then obviously when the trailer dropped and all that, I saw it and I was like, okay, this looks pretty cool. And then I looked at the credits and I was like, hold on, I know that name. And then I did a quick Google and I was like, holy shit, okay. So obviously you did Son of a Gun, and then you went into your cave to figure out what the next project was. How did Bad Robot and JJ, how did all that come about? How did you get on, obviously you said they saw Son of a Gun.
Yeah.
What was it like getting that phone call from them saying, hey, come and have a chat?
Oh, come on, it's bloody ridiculous, in the sense of, I come from a small country town in Western Australia.
Yeah.
And here I am getting a phone call saying, hey, JJ wants to have a chat. And of course I was shitting my pants. Yeah. I was like, what? Okay. And so when I went into the meeting, I finally met him, he completely put me at ease. I was completely nervous, and he's really good like that. He sort of empowers you and makes you feel like you know what you're doing. And when I came to him and said, this is my thoughts about what I want to do with the movie, whilst there's really this film has got intense, really, bonkers kind of action and sci-fi and horror, there's a real heart at the center of it. There's these really strong characters, and I really latched onto them. I said, I really want to amplify this. I really want to make the emotion come alive. And so JJ always talks about getting the audience to lean in, and the way that you do that is you got to love them. You got to love the characters. You got to love, you know, you got to love them when they go into hell. Otherwise, you know, there's no tension because there's no jeopardy because you don't care about these guys.
Yeah.
And that's even the same with the villain. You know, you can't have apathy towards the villain. He's got to be a great villain. Otherwise, you don't really care about him either. So we spent a lot of time working that out, and so you know he was a real big advocate for making sure that we you know had the thrills and the spills. But you know what's the movie really about?
Was there a split second there when you got that phone call where you thought, oh shit, he might be calling me about Star Wars?
I think he's got that well covered, mate. He might help with that. Obviously he makes big films and, Star Trek and Star Wars and Bad Robot films are, the thing about Bad Robot films is like, expect the unexpected. They take risks, man. They take the familiar and elevate it into something fresh and new, and which is cool. And where else do you get to, you know, make an R-rated, genre-bending, completely bonkers movie like Overlord? I mean, I don't know any other place where I'd be able to do this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so...
No, I completely agree with you. Like, that's one good thing about Bad Robot, and you can sort of look at the same thing with Blumhouse. They're sort of doing the same sort of thing and sort of pushing boundaries, and casting is a huge process with any sort of film. How did you go about finding your cast on this one?
It's a real ensemble cast, like, you know, so I spent a lot of time meeting actors and then we did a round of auditioning and, you know, like, we got Javan the lead, plays Boyce. I've seen him in this great movie Fences and, you know, thought he was pretty amazing in that. So I brought him in and, you know, we had dozens of guys, like, going for that role. And they're all great, but he just, for me, was the standout. I mean, the guy did this really emotional scene in the audition, and he made me cry. I mean, I've never had that before.
Okay.
And so I was like, he starts off as this, like, really shit-scared kid in the movie, and then, you know, he rises and becomes a man at the end of it. But, you know, there's that vulnerability, that he really had, and also he could then become like the hero, and he really had that going for him. And then you've got like Wyatt Russell, who, you know, he feels like a born action hero to me. He's like a throwback to the 80s action heroes that I used to love, you know, like Bruce Willis in Die Hard, like John McClane. He's completely relatable. He looks like you or me, and he threw himself off the side of buildings and took on the bad guys. But, you know, you loved him and you bagged for him because, you know, he wasn't indestructible. He wasn't like these new action heroes we have today who are all built like, you know, monsters, and they can crash through walls and jump over buildings, and it doesn't ever feel like they're ever going to die, so I don't care about them.
Yeah.
So he has that. And Wyatt also has a vulnerability about him as well, which I really love. But he also used to play ice hockey professionally, and he can take all the hard knocks. He knows what it's like to get a broken nose. He knows what it's like to, you know, be in a fight. So, you know, he's the real deal. And
going from Son of a Gun, which you could probably say is a relatively smallish indie film per se, to Overlord, what was the biggest difference from going to a location film that she shot in Perth to a big film like this shot in London?
Yeah, look, obviously there's bigger budgets, there's more pressure, there's more people watching. But the basic principles of filmmaking are the same. You know, you've got a bunch of actors, you put them in a room and you set up a camera and you shoot it. You know, it's the same thing. And then on top of that, obviously, you get a little bit more money and time to do cool action sequences, and there's plenty of that in the film. But again, what I was saying before, what was important to me was making sure that we had great characters.
Yeah.
And so that was really similar to my experience with Son of a Gun. We had a lot of action in that movie, but we invested the time to really to know these characters and kind of root for them or you know, not root for them. But it's the same. It's the same type of thing. Just lot, you know, a bit more pressure, a bit more money involved, and obviously a lot more eyes on you.
Once Overlord's out and it's all done and dusted, you said you're back here at Christmas. Are you starting to look at anything else yet?
Yeah, I've got a film with JJ called The Heavy. It's a subversive take on a superhero movie. I can't tell you anything about
That's
it, right. But it's going to be really cool. We're going to be shooting that sometime next year, and it's good to just be working with you know the people that I have got to you know love and know really well.
Oh, well, that's great to hear, mate. I'm happy that everything's going well. And
all right, thanks, mate. Cheers.
Thanks, Julius. See you, mate.
We're doing experiments on them.
They're not our mission.
We have to do this. Fire!
What is this?
A 1,000-year army.
These 1,000-year soldiers.
What's behind that wall? What do you do with those people?